Okay, today is Daf Mem. We're actually on Daf Mem, but we're going to have to go back to Lamed Tes Amud Beis. We're going to go back to Lamed Tes Amud Beis. 10 lines from the bottom, where it says, Amar Rav Yanai. We can't understand the Gemara without going back and doing this again, because it's complicated. It's a machlokas, within a machlokas. You need to get all the names straight, so we're going to do it again. It's not a hard Daf today, it's a little confusing, because a lot of names. So here we go. Amar Rav Yanai. Rav Yanai made the following statement. Difficult statement. Not a difficult statement at all, but it's a machlokas. He says, Aliyas Goral, mitoch kalfi, ma'akeves. If you don't do the Goral, it's ma'akev. Meaning, you must do the Goral. You can't just go over to two animals, the two goats. All right, that one will make for Hashem, and that one will make for Hashem. No, you can't do that. You must do the lottery. It's not really a lottery, right? It's not really a lottery. It's just two, and you're only picking two. But they call it a lottery. It's called a Goral. What? It's called a Goral. It's not really a Goral, but okay. Anyway, Hanacha Einu Ma'akeves. But then, you're supposed to take the Goral and put it on top of the animal. It was a piece of wood with a name, with Lashem or Lazazel, and you put it on the animal. That you don't have to do, says Rav Yanai. Rav Yochanan Amar, Af Aliyah Einu Ma'akeves. Even the Aliyah is not Ma'akev. What does that mean, even the Aliyah is not Ma'akev? Even the girl is not Ma'akev. Aliyah means to take it out of the girl. That's also not Ma'akev. Okay? Now, Aliba Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya about when you wear the white begadim, but you're not in the Kodesh Kedoshim, like here. The Kohen Gadol wore the white begadim, but it's not in the Kodesh Kedoshim. It's out in the Azara, picking which one's Lashem, which one's Azul. So, Aliba Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar, Devar Hanasim, Big Delovim Bachutz, Lo Ma'akva. If it's big, they love on Bachutz. It's not Ma'akev. That's what Yehuda holds. Kuli alma lo pligid lo ma'akva. There's no machlokas that nothing here is Ma'akev. There's no machlokas. Ki pligid, the whole machlokas is Aliba Rav Nechemya. According to Rav Nechemya, who holds that it is Ma'akev. Therefore, man de amar ma'akva, Rav Yanai, who held that the girl's Ma'akev, holds up Rav Nechemya. Man de Amar lo ma'akva, and the one who held, Rabbi Yochanan, held, it's not ma'akev, the girl's not ma'akev, hani mili, when is Rabbi Nechemya talking that it's ma'akev? Avoda, that's only by Avoda. Avoda's ma'akev, of course. Hagrola lav avodahi, but Hagrola's not an Avoda. It's not a day for some ma'akev. So, there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya. Is the avoda ma'akev not if that's done if it's wearing white bachutz? Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's not ma'akev. Rabbi Nechemya says yes, it is ma'akev. Both manda amars can hold like both. But, well, no, let's take that back. No, both manda amars. No, so according to Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yanai holds like Rabbi Nechemya, right? That it's ma'akev. Ah, Rabbi Yochanan held that it's not ma'akev. The answer is because, yeah, you can hold it from Nechem. Rabbi Nechem is only talking about Hagrola. Only talking about Avoda. And Lavi is not Avoda. Okay? So both Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan can both hold up from Nechem. Not a problem. Now, this gets confusing. Ikka d'Amri is another version now. And the Ikka d'Amri is going to be problems. Ikka d'Amri. Aliva d'Rab Nechem, d'Amri ma'akva. Now everyone agrees with Nechemya. Everyone can agree with Nechemya that what? That it's Ma'akev. I, Rabbi Yochanan, said it's not Ma'akev. Ki pligi, they're only arguing Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, in the world of Rabbi Yehuda. Manda amar lo ma'akva, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan held like Rabbi Yehuda. That what? That's not Ma'akev. And manda amar ma'akva, and Rabbi Yana, you hold it, is Ma'akev. Shiny hacha, it's there over here. Hagrol is different. Do you know why it's ma'akev? The Tani Beikra, Asher Aleha, Trezimni. Because it said Asher Aleha twice, it's ma'akev. But really, he would really maybe hold that he also could be Yehuda. That it's not ma'akev. In other words, what's not ma'akev? wearing the white begadim bachutz is not ma'akev. Why is it ma'akev over here? Because the Torah repeats itself to clue you in that it's ma'akev. We're going to spend the entire daf now, almost the whole daf, mem, about this machlokes, Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan, within Rabbi Yehuda and Nechemya. And of course, we're going to bring in Rabbi Shimon in a minute also. Now, Meisvei, there's a bright that says like this, mitzvah lahagril. It's a mitzvah to do hagrola. Vim lo higril, kosher. But if you didn't do it, it's kosher. So l'chachili, you should do it. And if you didn't do it, okay, so you didn't do it. So it doesn't affect anything. Now, Rabbi Yanai held that it's ma'akev. Rabbi Yanai is an Amora. How could he argue on a Mishnah, on a Brisa? He can't. So it's a kasha, right? Now, Bishlom alahach lishna, according to the first version, it makes sense. Why? Tamar talib Rabbi Yehuda kolim lo pligid lo ma'akva hamani Rabbi Yehuda hi. No, it's a ma'akev. The author of this Brisa is Rabbi Yehuda. The author is Rabbi Yehuda. And everyone holds like that. Ela lahach lishna. But according to the second version, Damarta Pligi, that everyone held that they argue about this issue. So Bishlom Alamanda Omar Lom Akva Haman Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the author of this Brisa is Rabbi Yehuda. Elamanda Omar Ma'akva, but according to Rabbi Yanai, Hamani, who's the author of this Brisa? Because Rabbi Yanai held it's Ma'akev, and this Brisa held it's not Ma'akev. So the Gemara says, no, you have to change the girsa. It didn't say, the Brisa could not have said that a mitzvah to do hagrol is ma'akev. That can't be right. Tani mitzvah lohaniach. No. The mitzvah of putting it down on the animal, that's not ma'akev. After you do the lottery, you take the plate, whatever that was, and you put it on the animal's neck or something.
Who would have thought that that's the...
You have to change it, otherwise it doesn't make any sense. Okay? Otherwise it doesn't make any sense. Okay. So far so good? So far so good. Next. Tashma.
There's a lot of reaching, you know that.
Yes. Well, we had to make it make sense, so they changed the gears of the Brisa.
That's what you said, if you think it's a mitzvah.
What? No. Rabbi Yanai held it's ma'akev. And the Brisa held it's not ma'akev. How are you going to reconcile that?
But it's only a problem if you think it's a mitzvah.
What do you mean? Everyone holds it. It's in the Torah.
That doesn't make it a mitzvah.
No, but is it ma'akev or not? So some held it's not ma'akev. You should do, like you said, not everything in the Torah is a mitzvah.
Exactly.
But it says it twice. So it emphasizes it. Torah emphasizes it. It says Olah twice, meaning it's ma'akev. And okay, so it's a machlokas.
Does everyone believe that the choice of which goat is min hashamayim?
Well, everything that happens in your life is min hashamayim, no?
Right. So if you take that away...
That's why it's not a real goral. Because there are two goats, and there are two lotteries. So one's going to A, and one's going to B.
Right.
So the right hand should say Lashem.
Right.
That's the whole story. Yeah. Then it's a good simon. That the right hand says Lashem and the left hand says Lazazel. If it's the other way around, that's not a good simon. It's not a lottery. Right?
Right?
Okay. They call it a goral. Okay. Tashma. Another brisa. It says mitzvah lahagril. It's a mitzvah to do the lottery. Ula hitzvados. And to confess. Lo higril, if you didn't do the lottery, v'lo hitzvada, and you didn't confess, kosher, it's kosher. How could that be? How could you not confess? Right? Maybe the Chazanish says, maybe they held the Yom Kippur's Mechaper without Vidu, whatever, you have to give some answer. But if you don't do it, it's fine. Like you said, not everything's a mitzvah, it's good. Now, how could that be good according to Rabbi Yanai? Rabbi held it's ma'akev. There's a brisa here that says it's not ma'akev. Right? So you want to give the same answer. We're going to change the girsa. V'chi tema, hachanami, lohaniach. We're going to change the girsa to say, lehaniach, just to mean, it didn't mean to do a lot of it. That's not it. It meant to put it on. Is that what you want to tell me? Aim a seifa. But look at the seifa of this brisa. Reb Seifa introduces Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon omer, lo higril, kosher. If you didn't do the lottery, it's good. Lo izvados, puzzle. But if you didn't do the vidui, it's no good. He makes a split. Now, my lohigril, what does it mean that he didn't do the lottery? What does that mean? Ilem lohaniach, if you want to tell me that it means he didn't put it down, like we're trying to answer michlal, you see from here, the Reb Shimon Savar, hagwala ma'akva. The Reb Shimon would obviously hold that the actual lottery is ma'akev. What's not ma'akev? Putting it down. What is ma'akev? The lottery. But that can't be right. For Tanya, but there's a brisa that says, meish echad mehem, you have the two goats, one died. I'm sorry. Take that back. You have the two goats. You do the lottery. Then one dies. Then one dies. What do you do now? Says it. Maybe chaveiro shelo b'agvel. The Reb Shimon says Reb Shimon, bring some other goat without a lottery. Whichever one died, the new one becomes that one. So you see, Reb Shimon can't hold that a lottery is makif. So why do you have to do the lottery? One died. The answer is, it's not so makif. We did it already today. Now one died, we'll do it again. Well, if it's makif, you got to do it again. It's not makif. We'll just bring another one. So obviously, what? That's exactly the whole point, right?
But that's how we
passed him. What? That's Reb Shimon. I don't know how we passed him. But in the world of Reb Shimon,
that's what we're talking about right?
Right? Yeah. Then what are you saying? If you have, if it's Ma'akev, we have to start over again. I mean, because the one's already been done with the goal.
He's saying that in a two-outcome lottery, once you have one outcome, you de facto have the second.
Right, so the question is, you have to go...
But that's the second one, but more, you still have the first one. So how can you...
So maybe you go through the motions for the second one?
Right. No, what's the second one? The second opinion of how to do this, you do a double lottery, you do the lottery again.
And what do you do with the first one? It has to go away, right? That could be shot. We're going to get to that. Maybe if it dies, maybe the first one that was already picked goes to a pasture. You start over. But he doesn't say that. So obviously, the goral can't be ba'akev. So it can't be that the word goral here means hanacha. That can't be right. Because it has to mean goral, because the goral is not ma'akev. If you would only say hanacha is not ma'akev, it would imply that the goral is ma'akev, and he doesn't hold like that. So the Gemara answers, well, no. Reb Shimon... Yeah. So where are we up to? Yeah, no, I know. One second. Reb Shimon lo yada. One second. Right. So, really we could answer that when it said the goral, it meant the hanacha. That could really be pshat. However, Reb Shimon lo yada, Mike Amri Rabbanan. Reb Shimon didn't 100% know what the Rabbanan was saying. So he was vague. And he said like this, Vachik amalo, I hagrola, hagrola mamish. If when you said the word goral, you mamish meant the goral, then kamri, so that's what you really meant, then pligina alayo b'chada. Then I argue on you on one point. What's the one point? I agree with you that the goral is goral mamish and it's not ma'akev. I agree with you about that. What's the one point they argue on? On the vidui point. I hold that you have to do vidui. Right? I hold vidui is ma'akev. Right? V'i hagrala de kamrisu hainu hanacha, and if you hold that the hagrala means the word hanacha, then pligi alayu tar batardi. I disagree with you on two points. Number one, I hold that the goral is not, one second. Yeah, I hold the goral is not ma'akev. You hold it is, and I hold the vid is ma'akev, and you hold it's not. That's why he wrote it like that, but it's not in a chinami. The Braisa could really be saying Hanacha. We just had a whole thing of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon was saying both, he was covering himself. I hold that Grola is not Ma'akev. You hold it is, I disagree with you. Vidui, I for sure disagree with you. So it could be that the Braisa really meant Hanacha. And with that, our steer was with Reb Yanai. How could Reb Yanai say it's Ma'akev? And the Braisa says it's not Ma'akev. No, the Braisa wasn't talking about Goral. The Braisa was talking about Hanacha. Toshma. Let's try to bring another raya. Now, it's kedai to see this Rashi inside because it's a very funny thing. The Avodah Yom Kippur is very funny because we're going to get to it later in the week. The Kohen Gadol would shecht his own par.
It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What do you mean it's Friday?
When later in the week? Tomorrow?
Yeah. Tomorrow and then Sunday. So the Avodah is like this. The Kohen Gadol would shecht his own par. And then before he did anything with the dam of that par, he would go ahead and do the ketores. And somebody was standing there stirring the dam of the par so that it doesn't become congealed. So it's a funny thing. Why don't you just finish what you're doing? You're doing another avodah now. The biggest avodah of the year, the ketores. So look at Rashi. It's the last skinny line. He says, Seder avodas on kachi, b'parsha. Here's the story. B'tchila mitzvah ala par v'dirishon. First he did vidi on the par. Then Ahagach Magril Ala Seir. Then they did the goral on the goats. Then V'Ahagach Mitzvah Ala Par Vidu Sheni. Then they did a second video on the par. Why two times? So the Gemara is going to say because you have to first cleanse yourself before you can cleanse the rest of the Kahanim. Okay, fine. V'Shachto. Then he shechted the par. Right? Umachnis kaf umachta. Then he was busy with the ketores. Umachnis kaf. He took the kaf umachta. The one was a... They're both shovels. One was a shovel with coal, and one was a shovel with ketores. Right? V'nosin as a ketores hala ish. V'nosin b'den v'nosin b'dam ha-par ala kaporis. Then he did the dam, the kaporis, then he sprinkled the dam on the kaporis, then he did the avoda with the dam of the par. V'achakach then shochet as ha-seir. Then he went back to shech the goat, the Hashem goat. V'nosin mimenu ala kaporis. Did the dam of that. V'yachakach, and after that, nosim midam ha-par ala paroches. He did more with the par. V'yachakach midam ha-seir, the dam ha-seir again. V'yachakach ma'ariv b'damim v'nosim ala mizbeach p'nimi. And then he combined the dam of the par, the dam of the seir, and did more applications of dam. Okay? The key is that after he shechted the par, he went ahead and did the ketores. Which was like out of order. But okay. Okay? The Gemara is going to have a reason why it was done that way later when we get to it, like in 3 or 4 days. The Gemara is going to have a reason why it was done that way, but this was done that way. So now that we know that, Tashma, par ma'akev es ha-seir. You got to do the par first, right? You got to do the par first. It's called a dependency. If one's dependent on the other, you can't do the seir without the par. The seir ain't ma'akev es ha-par, but the seir is now ma'akev the par. B'matonos shebifnim. When the matonos is done inside, the seir is not ma'akev the par. Well, obviously not, because the par comes first. B'shlomo par ma'akev is ha-seir. I understand that the par is ma'akev the seir. Di akad me'el seir, mekar me'par lo v'lo klom. If you do the par, if you do the seir first, you backed up the Yom Kippur. No good. El seir ein ma'akev is ha-par, ma'niu. What does it mean that the seir is not ma'akev the par? We just said the par comes first. So it's like redundant. If it means to tell me that you did the matanos of the par in the heichol, mikame matanos seir bifnim, before you did the matanos of the seir in the kodesh kedashim, chukuk zibbe. No, it can't be. You have to do it in order. Elalav, what must it mean? The akte matanos de par bifnim, you did the matanos of the par in the kodesh kedashim, mikame hagrala, before you did the goral. Which you're not supposed to do. Ubisidra lo ma'akva, and the fact that the Seder's not ma'akiv, it's not ma'akiv. So if you did the par before you did the goral, it's not ma'akiv. Right? If it's not ma'akiv. You're not supposed to do that. You did it the wrong order. But if you did it, it's not ma'akiv. So if the order's not ma'akiv, then the whole goral's not ma'akiv. Umidisidra lo ma'akva, ikra ha'grola lami o mi'akva. Then the whole goral's not ma'akiv. Because if it would be a real avoda, how could it not be ma'akev? How could it be? Could you out of order? How could that be? So obviously,
doing something, how you do it is one thing,
right?
Just because.
So the Gemara is going to give that answer. The Gemara is going to give that answer. That's the second answer of the Gemara, right? So if the girl's not, if the whole order is not ma'akev, the Gemara thinks that the girl's not either not ma'akev, right? Now, according to Yanai, he said the girl's ma'akev. Cash on him. So the Gemara answers, no. That's not low. That's not what it means. Ain't economy. You can't do that. You can't do the par sprinkling before you do the goral. No. What you did was, the akte matonos de par b'mizbeach, you did the matonos of the par in the mizbeach. Okay, the par, there were two applications done with it. It's maybe even three. I don't remember. It was in the mizbeach, panimi, the inner mizbeach, and the kodesh kedashim. So you did the one in the panimi, before mikame matanos the seir behechol, before you did the matanos of the seir, Rabbi Yehuda, it's like going to him. Damar dvarim hanas and big dilavim bachutz lo ma'akve, that the things done in the white ibachutz are not ma'akev. The problem is this is not bachutz. V'ha b'matanos b'fnim ketoni. You said it's inside. It's not bachutz. So the Gemara says el hamani Rabbi Shimoni. It must be the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Damar hagol lo ma'akva. That goal is not ma'akev. So Rabbi Yana doesn't have to hold up Shimon. He can hold up Nechemiah Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore it's not a kasha. The Braisa says it's not ma'akev. The Braisa doesn't say it's not ma'akev. The Braisa seems to say it's not ma'akev. He says the order is not ma'akev. That's mashma that goes also not ma'akev. And Rabbi Yana held it as ma'akev. That Braisa is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yana doesn't have to square with Rabbi Shimon. That's the first answer. V'ibayisim, or the Gemara is going to give Mati's answer. La'olam Rabbi Yehudi. Really it's Rabbi Yehuda. That what? That's not ma'akev. The order is not ma'akev. However, hagrala miha ma'akva. The girl is ma'akev. Right? That's a funny thing. That's a funny. Va'azdu l'tamayhu. And they each go according to their opinion. It says like this. The Tanya. It says in the pasuk, Yomod chai lifnei Hashem l'chaper olav. You keep it chai. Has to be standing up chai lifnei Hashem l'chaper olav. Right? So Rashi says on top, al karkach l'lamdenu, we by force we learn, she'im meis, that if it dies, ata tzarech l'havi acher. You have to bring another one. D'i lo, because if not, l'mayasa, what'd you bring it for? Im tomar shlo yishalchenu ad l'acher matan damim. In other words, which one died? The Azazel died. The Azazel has to be standing here while you do the avoda on the seir. Right? Why? Well, maybe he could die. What are we doing this for if it dies? Obviously, it has to be alive. How long does it have to be alive? Right? What if it dies on the way to the Al-Zazel? On the way to the cliff, it dies. That's fine. You know why? Because you're done with the matanos of the seer of the Seal Hashem. In other words, that's how long it has to be alive. As long as you're busy with the Seal Hashem, the Al-Zazel must be alive. Once you finish, it could die. So says Rashi, Im Tomer Shal Yishalchen Alachar Matan Damim. If it means to tell me that it has to be alive till you finish Lichlo Lichlo Yomod Lifnei Hashem Lachaper Olav Chai Lamali. Why say Chai? Ela Sheimeis Tzarich Lav Yachri. You have to bring another one. Fine. Ad Masa Yizel Zakuk Lomod Chai. How long does it have to be alive for? How long? Ad Shas Matan Damo Shal Chaveiro Divi Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda says until the other ones Matan Damos are done. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Ad shas dvidu dvar. No, until the vidu is done on the seir, which is earlier. First you do the vidu, then you shecht it. My kamiflik, what are they arguing about? Kidatanya, lechaper. When it says in the word lechaper, what does that mean? The Torah says, it's going to be a kapara for you. What does that mean? Does that mean the dam or vidu? Which one does it mean? The kapara is dvar makas of medaber. It means vidu. You confess your sins. V'chenu omer, it says, v'chila makapar sakodesh. Malahala bekaparas damim, afkan bekaparas damim. Right, I'm sorry, not vidui. Damim. I'm sorry. You gotta do the dam. That's what brings you the kapara. Therefore, the Sir Lazazel must be alive until I finish that. Because that says Yom HaChai, it's gotta be standing there alive. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, l'chaper olav, b'kaparas, devar makas b'daber. The Torah is talking about vidui. Vidui said before you do any avoda with the dam, right? First thing you do is, it's still alive, you do vidui. Once you do vidui, the other one could die. So what do you see? From here? You can have an order is ma'akev, but the actual doing it's not ma'akev. Exactly like with the girl. The girl's ma'akev, the order's ma'akev, but the order's ma'akev, but the girl's not ma'akev, if you have such a thing. Same thing over here. Yom al-chai's ma'akev, but doing it's not ma'akev. Okay. Tashma, serving another raya about this issue of Rabbi Yanai and whether the girl's ma'akev or not. Listen to this. Shalut ha'midah v'sar bi'akiva. So the Talmidei Master Bi'akiva, Allah b'smol, if you pick up the one that says Lashem in your left hand, Mao sheyachzu liyamin, can you switch it to your right hand? Okay? Can you switch it to your right hand? Amar lahen, he says, listen, Al titnu makom l'tzedukim lirdos. Don't, of course not. Don't give an opportunity for the tzedukim to say, what kind of manipulation are you people doing? You picked it up in your left hand, now you're moving it to your right hand. So the whole girl is a joke. The whole girl is a joke. They just picked it up in the right hand. What are you doing the girl for? Says Rabbi Akiva. I don't know why he says it like that.
What's that the answer?
The Tzedukim are breathing down our neck that we're doing things wrong. Now we're going to make a switcheroo like this? They're going to say, well, you've got a bunch of jokers. What kind of girl is this?
That implies that you could do it.
What? Oh. Taima, the whole reason is, the whole reason is, I don't want the Tzedukim bothering us. Me'ikar adin, there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it, which means there's no goral.
It's the makif.
What?
It's not
makif. I could just switch. And the whole Kleisel wanted it to be Lashem in the right hand. It was a good simon. So make it in the right hand, so switch it. Comes up like that, so switch it. Right? I don't want to do it because I don't want the Sudukim bothering me. But if not for that reason, I would say it's okay. What do you see? That the girl's not makif.
If he wants to do this, he can game it in the first place.
What? No,
he
so
wants to game it.
So we're gonna
make a little notch on the thing before you snap
your marking cards.
Exactly. You're marking the cards if you want.
Right. So there's a censored Rashi here. Rashi says, Al titnu makol mutzadukim. Rashi says, Talmidim hachulkim ala Torah. The Talmidim that argue on the Torah. Why are they called Talmidim? What's the Sudukim on Talmidim? The answer is, they took out the words Talmidim shel Yeshu hanotzri. Right? Which is a funny thing. It's not what Sudukim are anyway. The censor took it out.
It's
the wrong thing. Talmidai Yeshu hanotzri. The Talmidim of Yeshu hanotzri. Right? Who argue on the Chachamim, Lirdos, Limshol, Bahen, Lekapeach, is Tem B'Dvar. They're going to bother me with words. They're going to say to me, Shiomru, Lefi Ritzonim, Hemosim HaKol. Whatever you want the result, that's what you do. Whatever you result you want, that's how you make it happen. So that's not a real lottery. That's a joke. So what historically, what's Rashi exactly talking about? Right? Not 100% sure, but they censored it anyway. But without reading the censor, it makes no sense, because it means the Talmidim that argued on the... What kind of Talmidim are those? Not Talmidim. Like you should say, those people, whatever. No, it means the Talmidim of him, so then they're Talmidim of him. Okay, fine. Anyway, so what do you see from here?
It wasn't relevant in Rabbi Akiva's time anymore.
Why? There were no Tzedukim anywhere?
Tzedukim might have possibly been.
Correct.
Possibly.
Right.
But there was no early Christians.
Correct, there were no Christians then, right.
They were,
but they had no power. Right. Anyway, so if not for the Tzedukim bothering me, says Rabbi Akiva, I would say, yes, switch it. V'amarta ha'gwala ma'akva. But one second. Is the girl ma'akev or not? V'kivin dekviya se'il smol, heichim adrinan le. But if you hold it that the girl is ma'akev, how can you just switch it out of your hand? How can you do that? How can you switch it? So Gemara says, no. Amar Rav ha'chi kamrinan aleh. Here's what I wanted to say. Ha'chi kamrinan. Allah ha'goral b'smol, ma'ush yagzero v'l'se'iro li'min. Nah, of course, I don't mean to switch the hands. No. What I meant to say is, if the left hand picked up Hashem, what do you do with it? You put it on the goat, Lashem, on the left side. And the one that says Lazazel, on the right side. Switch the goats. Switch it. With the goat, and the lottery on it. Switch the whole thing. So what happens? The Klal Yisrael sees, oh, the Hashem's on the right side. Yeah, we just switched it. That's my question. Can I do that? Why can't I do that? Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah about the right and the left. That we made that up. So switch it. So, Amalahem, so Rabbi Akiva said back, I have no issue with that. However, the Tzedukim are going to bother me. I'll titnu welcome Tzedukim Lirdos. Don't give an opening for the Tzedukim to be busy with me. But it's not a raya, whether the goal is the Akiv or not. Toshma. Let's try to bring another raya. It says like this. V'hikriv aronis ha'se'ir asher Allah alav ha'goro l'ashem. A lot of long words there. And then it says, V'asahu chatos. Right? No, I'm sorry. Yeah. V'asahu chatos. So, ilu nemar es hasa'ir asher olav, if it would have said only, it doesn't say olav, asher olav, olav, hagor al Hashem. If it would have said the word olav, hayisi omer, yani chenu olav. Put the lottery on top of the animal. Talmud lomar, Allah. But it doesn't say that. It says olav, olav, hagor al. Given Sha'Allah, once you put it on, Shuv Eino Tarach. You don't have to leave it on. It's just a procedure. You put it on, here we are. This was Lashem, this was Azazel. Now we can take these lotteries, put them away for next year. Right? These actual, what are they called? They're called gorals. They're like a metal, a wooden piece of wood, and was engraved in gold on top, Lashem, Lazazel. Fine. Lamai. What are we doing here? Ilem Lamitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, michlal, tanacha mitzvah, ilay melamitz, lamai. One second, what lamai? Yeah, michlal, so ilay melamitzvah, What does it mean that you don't have to put it down? Right? There's no mitzvah to put him on the goats. Michlal. Tanacha mitzvah namilo. Tanacha is not a mitzvah either. Right? That's impossible. It says, that is, yeah, you have to. Elav ma'akev. It must be, we're talking about ma'akev, ushma mina, hagwala ma'akva. See if maybe that goal is ma'akev, tanacha lo ma'akva. But tanacha is not ma'akev. Amarava, hachi kamar. Now here's how we're going to read it. Ilu nemar asher olav. If it would have said asher olav, hayisi omer, I would have said yanichenu adshas hashchita. Leave it there until the shchita. Tamad lomar asher olah, which means kiven she'olah shuv eno tzarech. Once it goes on, it doesn't have to stay there. But again, it's not a raya whether the girl is nakiv or not. Toshma, I think this is the last one. It says again, Vikra Aaron is a asher olah olah v'gol Hashem. Vaso chatos. Right? Let's look at this pasuk again. V'hikriv Aaron es ha-pasa'ir. Aaron brings the se'ir. Asher Allah olav ha-goral Hashem. Upon which it has the goral of Hashem. V'asahu chatos. And he makes it into a chatos. What does it mean, he makes it into a chatos? What does that mean? He makes it a chatos. What do you see from here? Hagorol osa chatos. The girl is what makes it into chatos, right? The girl makes it into a chatos. Vein Hashem osa chatos, but calling it a chatos doesn't make it so. What makes it into a chatos? The girl. Again, v'hikriv Aaron es ha'seir. Aaron brings the goat. Asher Allah olav hagorol Hashem, upon which it has the girl of Hashem. V'osa chatos makes it into a chatos. Which means, if I, hey, that goat over there, that's the chatos today. Doesn't work. You actually need that girl. So what do you see? The girl's ma'akev. Now, by the way, shiachol v'alo dinhu, I could have a kal v'chomer not like this. Why? Because, uma b'mokom shelo kidesh ha'goral. In a place where there's no goral, like what? A woman has a baby, and she has to bring two, we're going to be busy with this tomorrow, she has to bring two birds. One's Lashem and one's Lazazel. Right? They're both the exact same bird. Who decides which one's Lashem and who decides which one's Lazazel? Is it Goral? Not Lashem and Lazazel. Sorry. One's an Ola and one's a Chatos. That's the halacha. A woman has a baby. She has to bring two birds. An Ola and a Chatos. Who decides which one's the Ola and which one's a Chatos? Who makes that decision?
Didn't we say that it could be either one? Either the woman or the Kohen?
Exactly. Either the woman or the Kohen. Either one. Exactly. Exactly right. Right? She buys them. She says, oh, this one I'm going to make the Ola, this one the Chatos. Or, she goes, couldn't care less, and whatever the Kohen does. Right? Either one.
Right, we had this whole thing back and forth. Because
correct.
If she does it, then what happens if one of the, if something happens to one of the birds before it gets to the...
Right.
That's why we tell the man not to do that.
Correct. Sure. Exactly. We tell the woman not to have the come up, but she can. She can.
Better he does it.
It's better if the Kohen does it, because then if the one flies away, you don't have problems, but she can do it. So, and not only that, they would leave money in the pushka. Right? They wouldn't even mention anything. The Kohen sees, I got to go buy to get two birds now, right? So, is there a goral? Of course not. No goral. Yet, just calling them works. So, kiddush Hashem. So, makom, shekiddush ha-goral. So, in a place where he's supposed to have a goral, ain't no din shekiddush Hashem? So, what, calling it won't work? It works for every other carbon, just have to call it. Now,
but in the other ones, there's not a chassid that says garbo.
Exactly.
Yeah,
what kind of kavachomer is this? Talmud Lomar, that's why it says, Voso chatos. That's exactly why it says that. Hagorol osa chatos, dein Hashem osa chatos. You're right. By every other carbon, there's no pasuk. By every other carbon, there's no pasuk that says that. And therefore, of course there's no gorol. By the way, because I don't have to do a goal for my chatos. I turned the light on my shabbos, a mistake. I had to bring a carbon chatos. No gorol. So I'm finding a case that there's two birds. So you can have a goral. Of course not. So I'm having a goral over here. Because the Torah said make a goral. Now, who's the author of that braisa? So that this whole braisa over here, Tashma, this whole thing was Stam Sifra Mani. Who is the author of the Stam Sifra? And Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. Our friends of Rabbi Yehuda, how we started off today's daf. And Rabbi Yehuda said it's Nam Akiv. Vika Tani Goral Oso Chatos, Ve'en Hashem Oso Chatos. Only the Goral is called to the Chazos, not Hashem. Not Hashem means calling it so. Calling it so doesn't work. It has to be a Goral. How can Rabbi Yehuda have said it's not Ma'akev, and that was the Stam Sifra, that it is Ma'akev? The answer is, Alma HaGoral Ma'akva. There must be a Goral. There's a Preferisha Tosefta that says that. It's the Preferisha Sifra that says that. Tiyufta, demand the Omar HaGoral Ma'akva Tiyufta. Whoever said the Goral is not Ma'akev is not right. So this previous, how we started off the daf, that some other brisa is wrong. I guess it was...
Rabbi Yehuda's wrong?
No. Rabbi Yehuda's not wrong. The brisa that quoted Rabbi Yehuda, that's not Ma'akev, that's wrong.
But it's only Rabbi Yehuda said it's Ma'akev.
Well, no, Rabbi Yehuda said it's not Ma'akev.
No.
Rabbi Nechemya said it was. And now here there's a Stam Sifra that says it is.
Okay.
Right? Rabbi Shimon, we weren't sure what Rabbi Shimon said. Rabbi Shimon said apparently it wasn't. Also not. Right? But that's not. But that's not how.
The brisa not. So Rabbi Yehuda never said it. The brisa was wrong. Or Rabbi
Yehuda, either one. Either they heard wrong from him. It was recorded wrong. Right? Brises were not so authoritative like Mishnayos. But how do we end off? Of course, it's Ma'akev, and you have to do it.
According to
everybody. Right. According to Rabbi Yehuda. According to everybody. It's Ma'akev. Yeah. It's Ma'akev. It's one of the things you have to do.
Why is the shofar with the cover called a matana?
What? The blood application is called a matnas damim. It means placing. It doesn't really mean matana.
Right. I'm just talking about the fun. It sounds like fun.
Yeah. All right. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day. Good Shabbos.